After reconsidering the issue on Tuesday, the Utah County Board of Commissioners has decided to keep a local option sales tax increase on this year's ballot. But the commissioners did not address the growing controversy over vote-by-mail ballots. KUER's Brian Grimmett reports.
The conflict is over whether or not the county clerk will allow the quarter-cent sales tax increase to appear on the vote-by-mail ballots being sent out by Alpine, Cedar Hills, Lehigh, Orem, and Vineyard. Utah County Clerk Brian Thompson says the decision was made to make sure the issue is presented equally to all voters in the county, no matter where they live.
When I have a third of the registered voters in the county residing in those five cities, and they automatically send the ballots out to all those citizens, then they, in essence, are giving greater say to the citizens in those cities.
Corey Norman is the deputy mayor of Provo. His city is the largest in the county that doesn't use vote by mail. He says he doesn't understand how vote by mail is any different than get out the vote campaigns.
Let's say we did a huge get out the vote campaign, and let's say for some reason we were able to get 30% of our people to go out to vote. At what point does the county clerk or whomever else say, you are overrepresented on this county issue and we want to take away some of those votes?
While they didn't address the issue directly, Utah County Commissioner Larry Ellerton says he'd like to find a resolution.
My belief is and feeling is that we need to try and work together on this and do the best we can in terms of having what would be determined a fair, equal election.
Lehigh City administrators say they'd like to find a compromise with the county too, but that they aren't planning on abandoning vote by mail. If no resolution is found, the voters in cities that keep vote by mail for their municipal elections will also have to go to polling places on election day to vote for the local option sales tax, which is a county issue. Meanwhile, Utah County Clerk Brian Thompson says his staff will work with the non-vote-by-mail cities to consolidate ballots. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.